Netflix movies have been dominating awards season this year with 24 Oscar-nominated films produced by the streaming company. But two of the major theater chains, AMC Theaters and Regal Cinemas, say they won't screen any Netflix offerings. We're going to find out why. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Anousheh Sakhoui. She's a staff writer for the Los Angeles Times. Anousheh, it's great to talk to you again.
Hey, Patty.
Tell us about the beef. What is at the heart of this?
Well, if you might remember, it's been a long-running feud with Netflix and the big theater chains, and at the core of it is that Netflix doesn't want to have its movies in theaters for like 90 days, 3 months, before it can streaming at home. It wants you to be able to see these movies, The Irishman and Marriage Story, which are among the Best Picture nominees, in a short time. So like they put them in theaters for a few weeks, 3 to 4 weeks, but that wasn't enough. So... Yeah, we've got this feud.
I can't help but wonder if this is a losing battle they're fighting, given the success that Netflix and other of the streamers are finding these days. I mean, this award season only reinforces the model that they're using.
You know, when you get these awards nominations, they definitely lead to a bump in ticket sales. That's important for the theaters because they sell popcorn and soda, and that's why they do these, you know, these kind of festivals after the nominations and sell tickets so you can see all of the 9 films, but they're not going to show these 2 films. And some people are disappointed. I've had people tweet me say they're disappointed because they want to see these films on the big screen.
Anousheh, is it? I'm trying to get at what they're really the most concerned about with the Netflix offerings. Is it too short of a time, and it screws up their distribution center? Is that it?
Basically, the way that theaters make money is on you and I going there and buying popcorn and soda, and you know they get half of the ticket sales. But if Netflix is, ultimately pressuring this window of exclusivity, which, you know, the big studios respect as being about 3 months. That's enough time the theaters feel that they can get their money's worth, you know. And then Netflix has been just saying, no, we can only do 3, and they've even this year they've gone as far as 4 weeks. And that's the theaters think this is a threat to their business model because it will force the studios also to say, well, look, no, we also only want our movies in your theaters for, you know, 1 month. And then that's how they lose footfall.
By way of perspective, just how big of a challenge is this for Netflix in terms of its distribution? I mean, is this a small fraction of the theater screens available out there?
Right, it's small. I mean, if you wanted to see it in the theaters, you can. Landmark, for example, is going to be doing a festival of these nominees where you can see them all in one go. But for Netflix and other streaming companies, the priority is having you as a subscriber to their streaming service. They're not concerned about the box office, really, and in fact, Netflix doesn't. Much to the consternation of Hollywood, reveal its box office sales for its movies.
Does this hurt Netflix?
I don't think it really does. I mean, well, in one respect that the theaters would push maybe and some filmmakers would push is that for some filmmakers like Martin Scorsese, the big names, they really kind of want the publicity of a theatrical rollout. And some people feel that there's, you know, maybe a more of a splash with their movies when they're in theaters. But others have argued, look, you're getting into so many more homes, more people will see it. So it's sort of, it depends which filmmakers. It hasn't stopped them getting the top-tier filmmakers.
All right, Anousheh, always great to chat with you. Again, that is Anousheh Sakhoui, who is now writing for the Los Angeles Times.